for the public people in the public sector. Asset declaration must be done by anybody whose wealth or whose income exceeds a certain threshold we can define. 1 minute to explain why. Look, a revenue officer goes to a businessman and says, your tax liability is 300,000 Ghana cedis. And whether it's from the businessman or it's from the revenue officer, the auditor, he says, Charlie, this 300 million, let me pay 100, a third to government. Then we are left with 200. The 200, let's split it. And people make this kind of deal. So, so they split it. The public servant gets 100,000. The private man takes his 100,000. He's on record to have paid a tax of only 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that 100,000 he has paid should correspond with a certain income. All right? So if you ask asset declaration upon the public officer who may have come to do the deal with government finances, and you say, as for the private man, it's okay. They can get away with it because they've never worked in government. There's a certain antipathy towards politicians. It is not just Ghanaian. From ancient times, emperors are always thought to be sucking at people's blood. So I understand it when people always focus on politicians. But look, in politics, my own view, in corruption, politicians get tips. The real beneficiaries of corruption are private sector people. Because when you sign a contract and he says, inflate it for me, and you inflate it and you give some to the politician, the businessman will be giving you a small part of the illegitimate margin you have given. So I think this country, there are a lot of these things we must do. And when I hear, sorry, I just end on this.
Yes.
There are journalists who are very rich. If you go to, and they are very happy to push
the agenda.
They push, let's journalists and people in academia and
civil society,
and who say we need this asset declaration, and they want it only for the politicians. If you ask the assets they have, you have acquired all these assets. You have two houses costing about this. The income that you got to build those houses, you should have paid taxes on it. Let's go and look at their tax records. I said this to conclude that we are all in this together. We all need to do self-reflection, see how we want to build this economy. IMF should be the last thing to go. If we do these things amongst ourselves, we won't need IMF.